This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about subscriptions, Plex and Netflix, essentially all kind of subscription related. I am, of course, in the studio today with
Jeff Sunder.
I'm Vinny Brudge.
Our producer of the day is Christine Wong. We'll be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock. And as usual, if you want to get in touch with our show, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We have a couple of polls running on both of those platforms. And if you want to take part in that, of course, you've got to use your fingers and clicky-clicky, do all that kind of stuff. The question we're asking today, based on a little piece of news we found out about Uber, who are offering a new service over in the US, is, are subscriptions the way forward for business? That is what we'd like to know. 018-789-8899, the number on WhatsApp. Again, Twitter, Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Jeff, what's this all about, my friend?
Yeah, if you think about it, Netflix, Spotify, and you know, newspapers, whether it's physical newspapers or even just you know your online newspapers, Office 365, Dropbox, like literally everything is a subscription model. And everything you purchase in the future, probably from transportation to entertainment to even groceries, might soon become a subscription-based model. And the subscription model is a booming field because in recent years, this market has grown by more than 100% a year, increasing from $57 million US dollars in sales back in 2011 to $2.6 billion US dollars in 2016. And for a lot of people, they are saying that, you know, subscription model is the way of the future. But I just want to know, like, you know, how many services can actually people afford? Because right now itself, if you just add on all the things that you are paying on a subscription model, you may not see it that much in the beginning because, you know, they tempt you with this low price, right? This low entry, you know, you Spotify, it's like, you know, 14 ringgit 90 cents a month. And then you go Netflix, oh, it's only like, you know, 40 ringgit a month. And, you know, you add all this up, it becomes a lot of money, right? So especially if you look at your bank account, the best way to do this, like, you know, if you have like two or three credit cards, right? So try to use just one credit card for all the subscription models that you use, whether it's your online streaming music or TV or, you know, content or newspaper articles, all this kind of stuff. So try to bank it into all just one credit card. And at the end of the month, just look at how much you're actually adding up. Because
when I use my debit card, it does the same thing. And then suddenly there'll be a deduction for 50 something, 60. And then I look at it and go like, what is that? And I'll be like, oh, that was it.
Either
Netflix or Spotify or something.
I call this the new category of random apps that I like to use, but I subscribe to, you know.
I forget to unsubscribe
to unsubscribe as well, right? That's it. And it actually, it's changing a lot of businesses today. Remember Sphero, the guys who make that, you know, really cute BB-8 sphere balls that, you know, it's Bluetooth connected. So they are hardware and software makers. But what's interesting with Sphero is that, you know, their business is actually not to sell you, the consumer, that Sphero, BB-8 and all this kind of, you know, cool other Bluetooth gadget. Their business is actually a subscription model to schools in the US, and they have about 40,000 schools now who are actually using a subscription model with them where they provide this Sphero, you know, toys, and the kids get to learn how to, you know, hack it, how to build it, how to play around with it, how to engineer it. And, you know, and because these devices, they don't last very long, so, you know, because it's a subscription model, it works well. So, you know, every year the school will just then renew the subscription, and Sphero will give everything that they need, you know, from the training down to the hardware itself. And I thought, you know, that's actually pretty clever, because we all would think a lot of businesses these days would probably just want to sell you more stuff on a subscription model. But it's actually a lot more than that. It's it's trying to figure ways that they can have a revenue stream, that's a constant revenue stream with services that they are probably already, you know, they have abundance of, right? Hmm. So Sphero, maybe they've got, you know, tons of Sphero that was used for R&D and stuff. Why not also, you know, outsource that to schools that may be, you know, coming fruitful? Yep. So the other thing that came into the news just recently is the reason why we're talking about this is Uber in the US, they are testing a subscription model that will get you all their services, so like the Uber Eats deliveries, their Uber bikes, their Uber scooters, and also discounted cab rides for a fee. So apparently the subscription model will cost about $25 a month and will give you free jump ride bikes, will give you the free scooter rides, will give you discounts on their cab rides, and will also give you free Uber Eats delivery. So that's, you know, it's one way where they're looking at, like, you know what, maybe because we use these kind of services so common, why pay as you go when you could just pay a flat fee and then use it as much as you want?
I mean, Grab was doing the same thing. I think they introduced like a subscription service a while ago. I think we did a show where we asked if, you know, would you subscribe to your ride-hailing apps, yeah, or, you know, would you subscribe or pay like an extra bit if it meant that you only paid a certain fee a month? And then we got some feedback for that as well. I don't know. I think that, you know, moving forward, they would have to subscribe, especially with so many services in the market. You would need to lock people into some sort of subscription, but you cannot lock them into a contract because I think the moment you say there's a contract for your subscription, then people just turn away.
It's funny you should say that because locally, you may have heard this if you listen to some of the car show that we do. Renault and Volvo, in fact, have started doing these kind of schemes where you sign up for a 2-year subscription, has to be contracted. They charge a certain fee. I believe the Renault one is $1,499 per month for 2 years. And during that period, you get a vehicle for those 2 years. It's fully covered, it's insured, anything goes wrong with it, your tires, everything, for those 2 years. And at the end of those 2 years, you then get a new vehicle as well. So you're subscribing, but you're also signing a contract for those 2 years. And I think the issue that most Malaysians have, and we discussed this yesterday, is that the word subscribe that it tends to be something, or rent tends to be something that people are turned away from. Yep. Whereas if you look in parts of Europe, in Germany, in Sweden, in countries like that, the idea of actually buying and owning something now, whether it be a house or a car or whatever, has been turned on its head because people are like, look, for us, this is a bad investment. We'd rather rent in case we want to move or in case we want to move on. And that's how they see their lives now.
Mm. Yeah. We even spoke about, what do we call it, psychological ownership, I think, a couple of weeks ago. So, I mean, people don't want to own like physical or material things anymore. They want to own their online libraries. They want to own their online content. So it's easier for them to let go of when they don't want to subscribe to these things anymore. They don't want it to be like physical, tangible things. So that, again, the Volvo story is because they were trying to attack the millennial market because millennials didn't want to buy cars. So these new automakers were like, okay, so you subscribe to a car, and when you don't want it anymore, you just give up the subscription.
And it's precisely because of that. It is the Gen Ys and the millennials, the Gen Zs, they feel that ownership now is becoming a lot of it's a lot of money to own something in today's world, right? So for a car, for example, it's not just about paying the bank installments, it's also about maintaining the car. And if you're using ride-hailing services and stuff, your miles add up very quickly, and you're, you know, servicing your car every end of the month, and that adds on to your bill. There's the wear and tear. There's also the insurance and the road tax that you have to also look after, right? But there's also that worry that, you know, if everything's going to be on a subscription model, there will come a point of time where I guess the number of users that subscribing to this will plateau, because there was a report that came out recently saying millennials and Gen Xers are sharing their passwords with each other to get access to content without paying for it. So we know that these things happen. You know, we share our, you know, online streaming services username and password to you know, some of your close family members, or even to your spouses and things, right? And you would have, you you would give them the access and go like, yeah, you know what, here's my Netflix account and, feel free to watch that.
It becomes like a common account.
It becomes a common account, right? So, of course, a lot of the services have adapted to it, so you can have different users into one account. So for Netflix, you can have multiple different profiles. For Spotify, they've got the Spotify family, so you can have like family members and close friends into that list. So that's changing because now you're looking at them consolidating different members into one account. But the issue is that even if for movies, you've got your Astro, you've got your iFlix, you've got your Netflix, you've got a whole bunch of
Disney Plus coming out.
Yeah. And you know, you've got Amazon Prime here in Malaysia as well now. So that's just five that of the big ones. You've got smaller ones that are also hovering around. And once they get exclusive content that you want, you would have to subscribe to that. Mm. And then it adds on to your bill. Although it may seem small, like, oh, it's only, $9.99 a month. That's cool. But when you add on to this, it's your phone bill, your internet bill, and all, it becomes a lot.
I mean, I was just quickly jotting down some of the subscriptions that I could remember off the top of my head. PlayStation Plus, $199 a year, I think it is. Netflix, about $40 a month. Spotify, $15 a month. The Economist, I think I pay $275 for 12 weeks. The Guardian app on the phone for the newspaper, I think, is about
$30
a month. So, it's not a small chunk of change, like you say, Jeff, and none of this stuff I actually own. Yeah. None of it is mine. And when I'm done with it, fair enough.
You can stop.
I can cut the cord. I can stop and do whatever. But what have I invested? And what have I got from that investment?
Content. Just content.
It's just content. Yeah. Exactly. Whereas the discussion that we had last night is about when you buy a new car and you pay, let's say you pay $75,000 for it, if it's a cheap car, and you drive it off that lot, you've immediately lost money, right?
Yes.
And that's the kind of same thing here. The investment is slightly different. The takeaway is that, the depreciation, if you like, is the fact that you don't own any of this stuff. Mm.
But you don't make anything from it either.
Right.
I like how $75,000 is like a cheap car because it's so expensive. I get what you mean.
You should hear some of the cars we talk about. Right, we got to wrap up, ladies and gents, for this segment. But of course, this is the discussion that we're having. Everything is a subscription. Are subscriptions the way forward for businesses? We can talk about whether it's a service or anything else. Just let us know what you think about this. We have two polls running. Currently over on Insta Story, 73% of you are saying, yes, subscriptions are the way forward for business. Over on Twitter, what are we at, Arv?
55% for yes and 45% no.
Interesting. We're going to take a short break with some music from The Small Faces. When we get back, though, we're speaking to Wan Yen. She works in operations at Perk Coffee. They are talking about some of their coffee subscription models. A little chat about that. We'll be right back here on BFM 89.9.
Behold freedom, Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. It's 12:19, coming up to 12:20 on this Thursday, the 25th of July. I'm in the studio with
Jeff Sandu.
Arvind Raj.
We're talking about whether or not subscriptions are the way forward for businesses. We've got polls running on both Twitter and Instagram. There's still around 70% of you agree that they are the way forward over on Insta Stories. Still around, just hovering around 50%, fairly even over on Twitter. Any messages on WhatsApp yet?
No, not at all. And the reason why we're talking about this is because Uber in the US, they are testing out a $25 subscription model that will get you Uber Eats deliveries for free, the jump bikes for free, the scooters for free, and discounted cab rides. And it literally means everything in the future will be a subscription model. And also internally, we kind of asked around ourselves, what do you think, could be a subscription model? And I remember, Audrey was saying that, it's sometimes owning something has that satisfaction, right? But you could actually see things moving to a subscription model when it's objects that doesn't give you that same satisfaction after a while. So, you know, cars, I really could see cars being a subscription model because, you know, I'm a petrol head, and every after year or two, you see a brand new model that comes out and you itch, right? Even if it's just a facelift of something and you itch, you go, ooh, that actually looks really nice now, right? And you can't because you've already, you know, subscribed to your bank loan of 7 years or five years or 9 years and, you know, you are tied down to that contract and you can't just go into the showroom and go like, hey, I want the new car, so you know, here's the keys to my old car. Now I'm going to continue paying for my new car. When I was younger, that was my thought, like you could do that. Only when I learned about economics, I learned, all right, that's not possible. But now it's nice to see companies like Volvo and Renault, they're both doing that same model. I know BMW, Mercedes, they all have some plans in the future. But you know, groceries as well, right? So every month you buy items from the grocery market, from the hypermarket or supermarket. What if there's a subscription model to it, right? So you pay every month a certain fee, and you know, whenever you want it, you can just go into the store, use that card that you have, and it taps, and whatever that you buy that it's on a premium, you just, you know, add on a couple of extra ringgit. That could possibly work. So it's basically things, for me personally, I think things that dies off of, that sense of novelty dies off after a while, could actually work as a subscription model.
I think that's why Netflix does so well.
Yeah.
You know, and Arv may disagree with me on this, but
because I still buy physical media and stuff.
But for me, Netflix is the perfect example of that. You know, I'm one of those people who will watch a movie maybe once. And maybe if it's something like Blade Runner, Rip Gahal, by the way, you know, I will go back and watch it two or three times and then I'm done with it. I'm happy owning two or three Blu-rays, some people.
It's the same that, you know, gaming is going to change, right? Google Stadia is going to be doing cloud subscription model based, right? And we know Microsoft and PlayStation are also thinking about doing a subscription
Amazon
model.
Amazon
as well with their gaming platform also going through the subscription model because games have that novelty factor for, you know, the first, 3 months of you playing. And then it dies off, and then you just, what do you do with the game? I've bought Witcher 3, which, you know, I know the trailer just came out recently, and I was thinking, you know what, I've actually bought the game, but I only played it for the first 2 weeks.
But on the flip side of this, you remember just a couple of years ago when the Adobe Creative Cloud came out, moved to a subscription model, and there was an outcry for content creators and graphic designers and whatever about the model that they use and how expensive they thought it was, right, Arv?
They thought it was expensive, but then if you look at the subscription service compared to their older products, it's way cheaper. Also, I think a lot of people are complaining because they got the illegal versions of Adobe, and because when you move to the cloud, then it's more difficult to get those versions and you have to subscribe to the cloud.
Was the voices really that we heard.
Those were the loudest voices. I think the labs and like the graphic design like houses who actually bought the license from Adobe, they were fine because these products were way cheaper and they could choose their products. They didn't have to buy bundles anymore. Mm. They could just like pick their products out of the, you know, like individual softwares.
Also, it's interesting that you mentioned BMW in there as well in what you were just saying. They have a very odd subscription model right now for one of their products that they offer. So if you are a recent buyer of a BMW, I believe it's a 3 Series, it doesn't come with Apple AirPlay unless you pay an extra premium of $300 to have that service installed. And now they're also looking at a subscription model for Apple AirPlay moving forward that you have to pay a subsequent $80 per year to use Apple AirPlay, which I think is a little odd, being as most other CarPlay, as most other companies are offering that service for free.
Yeah, because you would assume that if you were to buy the vehicle, if you own it upright, everything that comes in the vehicle should be it, right?
It shouldn't be a DLC.
It shouldn't be the tires come optional, you know? Yeah. So if you want to buy the car, and then the tires come in, you know, where you got to pay 50 ringgit a month for your tires because you're using the tires, right? So that really, I don't think that's like a business model to work. But, you know, we've asked around, and interestingly, interestingly, Arvin, you have an interview with someone from Perk Coffee tomorrow, right?
Yeah, so I'll be speaking to Paul Bertelsen tomorrow. He is the founder of Perk Coffee. It's basically a subscription service for coffee. So people get to order their coffee, and then they get to order when they want it and how much coffee they need.
You see, that I think is unique. So we actually asked Wan Yen, who is the from the operation sites at Perk Coffee, which is this coffee subscription model, which I think would definitely work. So we asked, like, you know, do you think subscription models can be applied to any kind of business?
I don't think it works for all kinds of business. It works for businesses, or at least services or goods that you require on a regular basis, and one that you want delivered to you rather than you needing to pick it up always.
Yeah, and we also then asked, like, what are the benefits of Perk using the subscription model?
The subscription model is great for Perk because we know exactly what to order and what to roast, and we only roast to order. So once we know who has subscribed and what they want for that particular week, we will roast exactly to that. So for us, there is no inventory that we keep. We don't have any extra idle roasted beans lying around. And it works well for us also because it helps us as a business to manage our operations better, because we already have cash flows and payments up front already because of the subscription.
I like the fact that, you know, because that's interesting. If you do have a subscription model, I guess for businesses, it makes more sense because you know exactly just how many people would, you know, come in or would want that item that you've you know, subscribed to, it, right? So like coffee, for example, you would know this person, Richard, has subscribed for 5 cups of coffee per day. And, you know, so I need to actually be able to make 5 cups of coffee per day.
See, that works until you decide that you want your product delivered somewhere, like for Grab or something, because they do it on demand. So you can have this sign-up fee, but you don't know until that person orders in the morning whether or not you're going to need extra stock.
Yeah. We also then asked, like, how receptive are Malaysians to the subscription model?
I think in the beginning, when we started here in Malaysia, it was a bit tough educating customers. I think in Malaysia, not everyone is too familiar with this idea of subscription model. Even the term subscription, some of them think it's a subscription to a newsletter, or there's nothing that is committed to be a payment. So I do think there is better traction now, better education. There are more and more subscription orders online, or subscription companies. And I think it's going to be just a matter of time before people are quite used to this idea.
And we actually asked Wan Pen, the question that we're asking everyone is, you know, subscription the way forward for businesses?
I think that might happen. I don't think I want that to happen because we will just be really, really lazy. But I think for a major part of our lives, especially for urban people who like things who are routine, that might actually be a big possibility in the near future.
It is the changing of the way we do things, right?
That word there, that routine, I think has hit the nail in the head. Mm. You know, if I can turn up to work and there's a hot cup of coffee and there's a Danish on my desk every single day without fail, and it's there at the right time every single day, that is something I'm willing to subscribe to.
But we also forget that subscriptions are not new. Like, we spoke about this outside before coming in, that we used to subscribe to things way before subscriptions were like a buzzword. So newspapers were subscription. The milkman was a subscription. Yeah. The roti man was a subscription. I remember
the roti man was.
Yeah. So you could pay him on like a monthly basis. He would, like, you know, deliver bread or, you know, whatever you got from him. And also when I used to go to my my grandparents' place, like when I was a kid, they subscribed to the Dobie. So the Dobie would come. This guy would come along on his bicycle, and then his wife would get down, come to the house, pick up all the clothes, go back, and then, like, maybe 3 days or 4 days later, they would come and then deliver the clothes again. So the Dobie was a subscription. You paid him on a monthly basis.
Interesting though. So what changed? There must have been a period where everybody went, you know, we don't want subscriptions anymore. We want something else.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, when back in, like, I guess the early year 2000s was when everything sort of, you know, changed and became the digital world. And just going back to the time, I don't have an answer when it changed, but softwares used to be really expensive. So, like, Microsoft Office and Windows and even Apple's OSs are really expensive, right? And then came along the freemium market, where app stores, and it's a free market for developers to put on their apps and sell them, right? And at that point, there was a point in time where 99 cents for an app was expensive in your mind, but it was totally fine for you to pay $300 on, like, you know, full-blown software, you know, that you, because software in our mind back in the days was, oh, software is really hard to develop, it's really expensive, you gotta invest in a lot. But now, though, it's kind of like, you know, anyone can build a software. Like, why are you charging 99 cents? If there is a software that's 99 cents, you would actually look for the free ones,
the free version.
Try it out first, and then you'll be like, do I want to pay 99 cents?
Prime example of that, Final Cut, right? You remember just before it was bought out by Apple? It was a ridiculously priced, full-on suite of video editing, and it was, I don't know how many thousands of dollars. And then Apple bought it, and then all of a sudden it was like $199. Like, what the heck happened?
So we've got a response here by KY Chin. He was just saying about Tech Talk should ask this question, but I think you should ask this question to all your subscription models to see if you want to stick with it or not. Does it spark joy?
Oh, yes, it does. Okay, time for a short break. Music coming up from REM with Can't Get There From Here. When we come back, moving on to our next story of the day, Plex and the new age of streaming piracy. More on that in just a few minutes, but don't forget to answer the question. Let us know what you think. Are subscriptions the way forward for business? 018-789-8899. Take part in the poll if you'd like to. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.